dangerous.
No single fire has the same cause. Every fire is going to be different. The fire in Malibu is different than the campfire.
Democrat Schiff taking issue with President Trump's claim over the weekend that Finland doesn't have the wildfire problem California has because it rakes and cleans its forests.
I think the president needs to listen to the experts because clearly he isn't one of them.
Heavy rains headed to parts of Northern California, so that would be good news for the firefighting efforts, but it could be bad news, too, because of the potential for mudslides. And this is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
The governor of Chihuahua, Mexico, says a missing North Carolina teacher was murdered by a drug dealer in Mexico. Patrick Braxton Andrew went missing last month, Governor Javier Corral Hurado saying the 34-year-old was killed in what he calls a cowardly and brutal murder by the Sinaloa cartel. Patrick's family says he died doing what he loved, which was traveling and meeting people. The average price of a gallon of gas continues to fall nationwide. Some gas stations in the New Orleans region have been selling gas at as low as $1.89 a gallon. Here's more from John Clemens.
The price of gasoline declined over 7 cents a gallon. That, according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, is 26 cents lower than a month ago.
Nationally, it's been another great week. The national average has fallen 7.3 cents and stands at about $2.61 a gallon. That now amounts to a 26 cent per gallon drop in the national average from just a month ago.
I'm John Clemens.
And the handwritten lyrics of one of Elton John's biggest pop hits is on the auction block today in New York City. Those lyrics for Your Song are expected to take in at least $200,000 at Bonham's Rock and Roll Memorabilia Sale. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
And it is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. And the gang is all here. How about an applause or something? Should I find an applause sound effect? I have one? Okay, I have to go look for that. That's right, I did have one at one point. Okay, Mike, let's just jump into it.
Okay. But 26 of the 27 deadliest shooters in the United States were from fatherless homes. If you go to a prison of your choice and do a survey, in the 90-plus percent range, not like 60, 40, or 30 anything, it's in the 90-plus percent range, come from single or no-parent families. I get on this rant once in a while, and I apologize because today is the day. When I look at the culture, and I or not, where people got to argue over it, but they're not arguing over what's important in my view. Okay, I've said it a lot. I get to say it again. If we don't save the American family, everything else that we do is for naught. I passionately believe that. And runner-up, by the way, the number two on my hit parade is education. If we don't take back education and return it to township and local community control, we are wasting our time. We are peeing in the wind.
It's not fun.
I'm just telling you, we got an issue going on, and folks better, in my view, better pay attention. It isn't racial. It doesn't know an income bracket. It doesn't know partisan politics. And it's a cancer in our culture. It really is that level of an issue. That's not to say that single-parent families are bad. That's not what I'm saying. Sometimes in the course of life, life happens. I get it. But when we're making a cultural choice to do this as our lifestyle choice, folks, brace for impact. Ludwig, what say you?
No, I agree. I think that the problem with being what we're seeing is a lot of these men, especially the inner city, don't have a role model to teach them how to be a man, how to be a husband, how to be a friend, a leader, a responsible citizen. They don't have that. And if you don't have that, you go by what you see on TV or the next best thing, which may be a criminal. And you want acceptance. And that's where we see like the gang membership in the inner city happening, because they are adult males recruiting these young boys who don't have a role model. And they're like, hey, come hang with us. We'll take care of you. And they want that embracement of a man, which may sound bad, but it's not. We want our dad. We right. want a father figure
right.
that when it's hard times and we have hard decisions to make, we have someone to turn to.
Sure.
And no matter how great your mom is, because I can tell you my mom's amazing, but there's times I need a man
right.
to help me with that decision. And these kids don't have it, and they don't know what to do. They don't know how to handle it.
It feels, though, like often the go-to topic when we get into this is gang-related. Absent of a father, there'll be – and listen, folks, I'm not saying that.
No.
I'm saying there's something more foundational that we need to wrestle with. This is where I get in trouble with the extremes. I think folks need to follow a role model. And absent of a role model, you have a crisis.
Yep.
I believe that. And I don't, again, it's not a racial issue. It's not an income issue. It's none of the cliche cultural norms that people want to argue over. There's no identity politics involved. I know that that just crushes the far left. It's humanity. And absent of a role model, doesn't matter, by the way, if you're a little boy or a little girl. That's the other thing. It's not a gender issue. It's a humanities issue. And when you've got, what, 48, 49% of the babies born last year born to unwed mothers, not teen pregnancies, adult females making a choice. Folks, this is not a lifestyle's choice that I joke about Murphy Brown arguing with Dan Quayle back in the 90s. She was really wrong. And it's starting to show fractures in our culture. So we're all arguing about snowflakes and what's going on our college campuses, et cetera. Folks, if you don't think this is foundational to those problems, you're not paying attention. It is a big deal. Now, you're a professor, so you see a lot of these young children. I say young children is 18, 19, 20. Am I wet? Am I just flatly wrong on this?
No, not at all. They have a different perception of parenthood being different than marriage. And I think that sometimes the women in their 30s who are doing in vitro or insemination are almost looking as a child as an accessory, like a dog, like a little chihuahua, but now it's a baby. Like, I got to have a baby. My clock's ticking. I might have this cute baby. Everybody's going to love me. Not understanding this is a life decision. This isn't a dog or a purse.
Right.
You are affecting a human being's eventual future. And if you're not prepared for that long-term plan, you probably shouldn't be doing that.
Miles, when you listen to all this, what's your input here?
I would kind of push back against what Lude said and say I think that that baby gives them a sense of family, that they have something they are attached to and the baby is attached to them. So for the first time in their life, they have some semblance of a family.
I could see that.
I wouldn't necessarily say it's an accessory per se. I think it's just a sense of family.
Like it gives them purpose to exist?
Well, that I mean, you know, families are normally built around a group of people, right? And if they don't have any type of family, that baby gives them the closest thing that they have in their life as a family.
I agree with that.
Is it a partisan issue? I've got a friend pinging me on text right now, says that one of the things that we're actually watching unfold is exactly partisan, that there can be no welfare dependency state without this phenomenon. Is he all wet? What do you guys think about that?
So the root of it, I believe, where it started was the intent of making people dependent upon the state. And if you can get a whole bunch of people dependent on the state, then you can stay in office. What we're actually talking about now, though, is the collateral damage associated to that idea. I don't think folks ever banked on.
You don't think it was predictable, Miles? Or was it just collateral damage and they wanted to be in power so bad they just don't care?
Right. I think that is probably more it. I don't think that they thought that far down the road to say, hey, eventually this is going to end up to be a problem. Now, I do think, on the other hand, the whole takeover of academia, I think that was a planned train wreck.
Yeah, I agree with that. In fact, we've read quotes on the show before from Harvard, et cetera, from decades ago, articulating what they thought that we should be doing culturally, and what we're seeing being done right now is what they wanted. And at the time, it seemed to be so strange and foreign that people pointed at them with dubiousness and rightful dubiousness. And now it's normal. Now it's just the way it is. So that part's clearly purposeful. But when I look at 26 of 27 mass shooters, and we're all arguing over what kind of firearm they used, when the reality of it is 26 of 27 of them were from fatherless homes. Folks, this is not a big leap. And if you don't like that math, we can go back to prisons. Listen, we've got to go to a break on that note, though, and we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
If you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, this may be the most important 60 seconds for your retirement. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we transform typical portfolios that depend on speculative growth into portfolios that generate sustained retirement income for life. And right now, we're offering the latest book from our founder, David J. Scranton, Return on Principal. Plus, as an added bonus, our retirement income kit, packed full of valuable information, absolutely free. So if you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, call 866-913-1234 right now for your free book and retirement income kit. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. In retirement, it's all about generating enough income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is our middle name.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail personnel is your staffing solution. located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You are hearing the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Back at it. We are.
We are, folks. Listen, I am Mike Hewitt. Co-hosts Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski. Listen, guys, I got to close up that topic, and then we'll shuffle along. But when I do the math, 26 of 27 mass shooters, fatherless families. You pick the prison, any state-level prison in the United States. And it's in a 90%+ range that are from broken or no parent families, no father figure. That math is undeniable. It's just flatly undeniable. And then you start looking across the fruited plain, and I don't want to make a show of this, but I'd be remiss not to say, but what's happening in mainstream America outside of that vacuum, if there really is a mainstream America anymore on this topic, which I question. Let's assume for a minute there is. And I'm hearing about lawnmower parents. Have you heard about that?
Oh, yeah.
Lawnmower parents. I had read that article, and Miles and I had it on our list the other day, and both of us passed it. I got to at least mention it. Lawnmower parents, so if you don't like what's happening to your child, rather than sitting your child down, you mow down anybody or anything in front of that child.
Yeah.
Well, that'll teach your kid something good. Brilliant.
Clear the obstacles so there's no pain.
But I maintain that it goes to an absent or a corrupted role model image for parents in the United States to follow. Not everybody, but wow, is the percentage wide. That's how I'm seeing that. So then we're off into little sub-articles. Smartphones raising a mentality fragile generation. In my mind's eye, you guys please chime in and tell me I'm wrong, but in my mind's eye, all of these little subtopics are trying to fill in cracks from a broken foundation. That's how I'm seeing the broken foundation, meaning, again, absence of role models, et cetera, et cetera. Miles, what say you on this?
So, again, again, being the resident code slinger, I look at it from a technological perspective, and I just wonder if we just don't know how to manage the technology yet. Because as I was reading through that article, I mean, you and I didn't have smartphones, right, when we were growing up.
Right.
And I don't know if it's a societal problem that the article was getting at, or is it that we just don't understand the impact that technology is going to have on us. So we have to, you know, like any other technological advancement, we have to figure, you know, we've got to crash into the wall and then figure out and adjust.
I know I agree with that. Where I push back against the overall argument, the arching part of the argument, is the math itself. I'm 57, and when I was young teens, 12, 13, 14, 7 and up, by the way, because that's really what we ought to be talking about right now, is 7 and up. When I was then, you had a divorce rate in the low teens, 12, 13. Now, forget divorce rate. You had a single parent rate in the low teens, 12, 13, 14%. That was pretty standard in the United States. And then, by the way, folks, I'm not encouraging folks to stay in unhealthy and unhappy relationships. I'm saying be careful before you jump in the deep end in the first place, before you have those children. Use some sound thinking, not, this is going to be a lot of fun, because with it goes a lot of work and responsibility. That's what I'm saying. And I'm not holier than thou, by the way. I've been divorced. I've been a single parent. Let's call this what it is. It ain't easy, but let's do it with thought and reason. So when I look at smartphones, I mean, you and I, Miles, came from the Pong era. But that era wasn't where you spent 18 hours a day staring at the Pong dot going back and forth. And it right. feels like right now, and this may go to your point, that absent of parents and direction in the family, it's a smartphone. Maybe that just replaced the TV. There's the smartphone and there's the refrigerator. I'll be back at 10 and don't get in trouble. Well, that's who's raising your – come on.
Yeah,
Lud, what do you think?
No, I agree. In my house, there's times that I fight with my oldest about being on his iPad.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, I'm fighting with him to be on his iPad to what? Come out here and watch TV with me.
So your generational errors were better than his generational errors.
Yeah, I'm like, which one's worse? So, and then the gaming thing, too, is online now. You're having interaction with people rather than Pong, where it was literally you and the person next to you. I used to play a lot more. I don't hardly anymore, but I've met some of the guys I'd played with. We played together for 5-6 years when I was in Pennsylvania. I actually stopped at their house, had dinner. I stayed the night.
Yeah, but most of them.
But most of these people aren't doing that.
Most of them are not. The overwhelming majority are not doing that. And so the person that you're playing at the other end of the line is like an extension of the software program.
Yeah.
It's not a real human.
Yep.
And that's a problem.
Yeah.
So we've got a bunch of young folks. Now, when I was a kid, I played ball out in the front yard of the neighbor's house. That's what we did. And I'm not advocating that. The biggest crisis for me is the absence of role models in the family right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of these other topics hang off of that primary problem.
Yeah. Well, we're looking at athletes as role models now, or celebrities, not the
dad. You
don't
think that was always true?
I don't know about role models.
I mean, when I was young, 12, 13, they had Bobo Brazil and Dick the Bruiser and all of those guys in big-time wrestling.
Oh, like, who are those people?
I get it. I get it. But there's always been, you know, the Superman kind of. But all of those things are not filling in. They didn't used to fill in what it feels like they're filling in now.
But in your time, if you had a report to do, my hero, how many of the –
I've never
boys
but
would
never,
have said it was one of them listen, versus your dad.
But listen, I've never embraced the hero concept. I just on a personal level. Miles, did you?
No.
I never looked at that person and go, holy bejeebers, I sure wish I could be that person. I just don't.
Including your dad.
No, be like my father in some ways.
Yes.
But that's different than hero worship.
Okay.
Don't you think that? Like you with Oprah. I never looked at Oprah like you did and went, wow, I wished I could be Oprah.
I never did either.
I mean, I just
– I'm just so glad I never did either. In fact, watch the online reel where you see my face when she walks in. There was no, oh, my God, there's my hero.
No, your face lit up.
It was, oh, my God, how did I leave?
It was Christmas time on your face. You were like 10. You got your your Red Ryder. Yeah, we watched. We not.
And I think that today you're not looking at your dad as the role model or the hero, however you want to put the wording, but you're looking at a celebrity or an athlete. And you're not wanting to be like your parents anymore. You're wanting to be like them.
I never had that. Honest, it's a foreign – I'm not saying it's bad.
Yeah.
It's just a foreign concept.
But that goes back to your technology. We can follow every step of the day through Kim Kardashian because she tweets it, Instagrams it, Snapchats it, and we're going, we want that life.
I have never watched 60 full seconds of her.
Well, neither have
I. If she walked into the studio right now, it's likely you'd have to point out that it was her.
No, you know by her butt.
I don't.
No one get through the door.
Those folks, they – listen, they're just people trying to make a living, and yeah. Some of them do better than others.
But that's what people are using now with through the smartphone, like you're saying.
I get it. I don't get it. I understand.
Young people, not us.
Let's change gears. Progressive zero in on exit tax on Illinois' wealthy. I said it's kind of like the death tax, but they're not dead yet. So, Miles, when you finally cut bait and run – they want to keep some of your do-re-mi behind because you owe it to them.
Yeah, I heard this a couple months ago.
Right.
I think I kind of briefly brought it up in one of the shows a couple months back that the geniuses over here in Illinois have figured out how to stop the exit ramp. And now they're just going to tax the heck out of you if you try to sell your house and get out of here.
So I'm at Renegade River recently, and I've got a sidearm on. Folks, keep in mind that Renegade River is a firearm store. I got a sidearm on. And the whole time I'm talking to a father and his son, keeping in mind the son is probably 35, so just to put it in age perspective. And the whole time we're talking, the father is staring at my sidearm. Well, I'm in a gun shop on the side of a highway. It's not like an accessory. It's a necessity. Finally, the guy blurts out, can you do that? I didn't know what he was talking about. Can I do what? Listen, we'll have to pick that up in just a second, but we will. Folks, we'll be right back.
At Budget Blinds, caring is in our DNA. It's the way we do business every day. It starts with exceptional customer service, a process that is centered around you. We listen to you, take the time to find out about your needs, then guide you through a beautiful selection of custom window coverings to find the very best options for you. Our commitment to caring continues throughout our local neighborhoods. We care for our homes and our communities. Budget Blinds supports so many different causes all across North America. We're your local neighborhood experts. We live and work right next to you, and we do it all for you. If that's the kind of personal service you've been waiting for, call and see for yourself. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or find us online at budgetblinds.com. While you're there, find out more about the Budget Blinds commitment to giving back at #BudgetBlindsCares. Each franchise independently owned and operated. Ask for details.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can be a battle in itself. The USO provides ways for all of us to support our wounded warriors. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in their lives.
USA Radio News.
The death toll of California's wildfires has risen to at least 77, while the number of people unaccounted for has dropped to right around 1,000. Authorities are now concerned that rain later this week could hinder the search and cause mudslides. Mike Moeller is CAL FIRE's Director of Communications.
Yeah, the weather that's expected is definitely going to impact operations. It's especially during the recovery. I'm working with the Sheriff's Department and first responders. Again, we have additional resources out there really trying to work ahead of these storms prior to their arrival.
Democratic Senators Richard Blumenthal, Sheldon Whitehouse, and Mazie Hirono filed a lawsuit Monday to block President Trump's appointment of Matthew Whitaker as acting attorney general. The senators argue that Whitaker's appointment is in violation of the Constitution. Christopher Watts is set to be sentenced today after pleading guilty to murdering his pregnant wife and two young daughters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change.
So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
And you are hearing the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Getting it done on a, let's say, what are those fun days? We're just having a whole ton of fun in the studio.
Oh, man. Folks, I am Mike Hewitt, co-host Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski. Listen, real brief, just to finish where I left off when we went to break. So the guy is fixated on the firearm I've got hanging on my hip. And finally, he says, can you do that legally? And I didn't really know what he was talking about. Can I do what? You've got a gun on. Well, yeah, I'm in a gun shop. That's, yeah. How can you do that? He says, can't do that where I come from. I said, all right, where are you from? Illinois. I said, well, welcome back to America. What a fascinating world you live in, Miles Bauer. This guy was flabbergasted, absolutely couldn't have a conversation because he was so fixated, not on the firearm, but on the legality of the firearm. I found that just fascinating.
Do you walk around with a gun, Miles? Do you walk around carrying a gun?
Not in Illinois. All right. Listen, so they're going to tax you if you leave and tax you if you stay. Is that the bottom line for the progressives in Illinois?
Yeah, I mean, they're trying to come up with ways to stem the flow of people out of here to Indiana, Wisconsin, Iowa, Missouri, Kentucky.
So this is like a virtual wall. So we've got Trump trying to build a wall to keep illegals out. You had East Berlin build a wall to keep folks from leaving, and Illinois trying to build a virtual wall to keep folks from leaving. Not that right. I'm comparing Illinois to East Berlin. That wouldn't be right.
Yeah, because they've figured out that continuing to raise property taxes is just making people flee quicker.
Why don't they stop spending money, Miles? Why is that such a hard concept for communists to understand? It isn't their money. They need to put their hands back in their own pockets. Why can't folks get their melon around that idea?
You just don't understand, Mike.
I don't.
We've got a lot of needs down here in Illinois that just have to be taken care of.
How come when you have less people, you have more needs? I'm just trying. You're the mathematician in the family. I'm trying to get my head around the concept of how a progressive thinks. So we have 100,000 less people and our needs went up by 200. And you go, wait a minute. How does that work?
Yep. Well, I mean, you know, when you're asking people to become more and more dependent upon the government to keep you in there, hey, you start running into all kinds of problems.
Do you think they've equated their tax if you leave? Do you think they've made the connection between that and the Berlin Wall? Because it's the same. It's the same concept. We won't let you leave, and especially we won't let your money leave. I'm not trying to pick on Illinois, but I don't get that concept. I understand it, by the way, but not in the United States of America.
I don't think that they look past the next election, to be honest with you.
But who votes for this stuff? That's the part I just got lost on the midterms on. Who votes to surrender their rights to a body of bureaucrats that they'll never meet in their entire life? Who votes to surrender their world to that?
Chicago.
But if you're
Michigan.
But if you're already dependent upon them, you have no other choice but to continue to vote for it.
Bootstraps.
Well, it's not Michigan, it's Detroit.
Bootstraps. What? Pull yourself up. Who said it? You cannot tax yourself into prosperity.
What is it, Michigan? Seven counties? Seven, I think was the number, that decided our gubernatorial race, Secretary of State, Attorney General.
All right, I'll never understand it. Crude crashes as Saudi abandons OPEC production curbs. Here's what I know about that. This week I paid a lower amount for gasoline at the pump than I've paid in a couple, several years. Big deal.
Love it.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Miles, what helped me out with that math? So OPEC falls apart and we don't get punished as bad as the pump. Is there a long-term problem I'm not seeing with this?
I think you and I have lived long enough to where we've seen OPEC come unhinged a couple times where they'll create a glut.
It's internal strife, isn't it? Politics within them, within their own group?
Well, I mean, you know, if you think about it, and maybe I'm overthinking this, but if you want to put the little people out of business,
right?
Drop the price of oil through the floor, and the little guys can no longer keep it going.
Keeping in mind that one of the little guys per se is Russia, and Russia's economy is not entirely, but near entirely based on crude oil energy sales, and so we already are seeing this conflict, whatever this conflict actually is, because our media lies. So whatever the real conflict is going on with Russia, I don't think we have a clue, by the way. I talked to Zhanna Konecny a while back from the Soviet Union formerly, listened to her view of the news versus what we're viewing. Wow, what a different world we're discussing. Our media lies to us. They lie like a floor mat and all the rest of those jokes. But the one thing I do know, and I can write it down on paper, is that their economy largely depends on crude oil sales. And if the OPEC countries drive the price in the toilet, it will make Russia volatile. It will make them dangerous, because that's what happens when folks get hungry.
Well, I think that maybe part of OPEC being such a big player in your guys' mind is that's what it was. It's not anymore. The number two exporting nation of oil is the United States.
Right.
We no longer rely on OPEC.
I think we're actually number one now, but you got to keep up.
Saudi Arabia is still blowing us up.
Oh, no. I'll accept your apology.
I'm going to look it up because we just talked about this a few weeks ago in economics.
You can be part of the Enigma report this week.
But fracking has allowed us to go sufficient. We export and then re-import.
And by the way, this is an attack on fracking.
Oh, yeah. They're trying to destroy that industry.
Well, because it costs so much money to do the fracking, that when their crude drops, it makes it so that it's not salable.
I also think
every time I hear that bell, does that mean you're right, Ludwig?
Oh, yeah, that's going off all day.
Well, that don't happen very often.
I think also, think about this. Saudi Arabia right now is in a real political mess with us, with this reporter dying. So if they curb some of their restrictions on drilling, and that brings the price of oil down, which brings the gas price down, that helps us. So this could be a political play, too, on them trying to get some favoritism with Trump right now. Look, we're helping your economy, too. Don't just go ahead and keep selling some planes.
So?
They need us. If we left the kingdom, they'd get gobbled up.
Miles, what do you think? Is Saudis trying to play nicey with us?
You know, I think that could be a factor. But it's just, you know, you and I have probably seen OPEC go off the rails least two or three times in our lifetime. And
right.
I just think it's more an economic move to just knock off some of the little people so that, because then they can come back, they can cut production back in, I don't know, six months, and then they can intentionally drive it right through the hood.
Yes,
we don't need them anymore.
But, Lud, I don't entirely agree with you. In fact, it could be said I entirely disagree with you.
Probably.
And here's the reason. I don't think the Saudi Arabia is saying, you know what, we're going to play nice with you by destroying your fracking industry. I don't think that's my idea of playing nice. And by the way, raising what's going on in Russia by destroying this creates instability.
Mm-hmm.
That's not exactly what Trump wants. If there's instability, he wants to be the guy that caused it.
But we also don't need them anymore.
You keep saying need. I think you're all wet on that, and we'll wait here for your apology. Because you're underestimating the numbers of countries and the numbers of folks in the last 20 years that are using crude oil products that were not 20 years ago.
Yeah.
China as an example, and India as an example, but even the European Union are having a much greater burn rate now than they did 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So to say that any one of these major top 20 players is not needed anymore, I think, is a misnomer in the extreme.
But we're also exporting more.
We are, but that doesn't replace the market that they're filling. And to have that market no longer being filled or to have it done at different rates has an immediate impact on things that would blow your mind, things that have nothing to do with petrol. Listen, folks, we've got to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly 1 million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the